Hello and welcome to this episode of the Lehigh Valley with Love podcast, which is brought to you by our friends at Wind Creek Event Center, Michael Bernardin with RE/MAX Real Estate, WDIY 88.1 FM, our friends at Banco Beverage, and QuoteAhead.com. Today we're talking with Nathan Sidlow, the creator of LV Crime Map, a website and mobile app that maps police, fire, and EMS incidents across Lehigh and Northampton counties in real time. Nathan has combined his interest in data and technology with his passion for the Lehigh Valley to create a new way for residents to follow local emergency activity. So we're gonna learn all about how this map works, where you get the data, and everything like that. I mean, this is very, very timely and prescient. So Nathan, welcome to the show. How are we doing?
Thank you for having me. I'm doing pretty good. I'm happy to be here. Very excited. Let's get into it. I'm so excited to share this with you.
So I bet there's a lot of people out there going, oh, look at this young guy. Where did he come up with all, like, because if you look at the map, I'm just going to bring this up and everybody can take a look at it too. But when you take a look at this map in real time and see the sophistication of it, you know, it's an achievement unto itself. We'll talk about all the stuff underlying it. But Nathan, first of all, this looks great. But tell us a little bit about yourself and kind of bring us to how this came to be.
Absolutely. Yeah. So my name is Nathan Sidlow. I'm a software developer in the Lehigh Valley. I've been programming since I was 12 years old, and I've been always trying to sort of combine my interests, which are the Lehigh Valley, with software development. This is actually the second project that I have done that is sort of Lehigh Valley related. And this all really came about when I was first looking for my very first apartment with my girlfriend. We wanted to know, you know, what are the different areas in the Lehigh Valley with different sorts of crime rates? What kind of incidents can we expect to happen? And also, when we first found our apartment, I started seeing, you know, ambulances come up into the development complex to check on some of our neighbors. And being the nosy guy that I am, I really wanted to know what was going on. And I didn't want to go out there and ask and bother any of the first responders. So I came to the realization that a lot of this information is already being shared publicly over the airwaves. Obviously, we have different, police, fire, and EMS dispatches across the Lehigh Valley. And when I realized that you could access all of these, I had this idea where, what if we just had a program that could essentially combine all the information, constantly listen to all the dispatches, and mark it on the map? And then this way, anyone in the Lehigh Valley that hears sirens that run by their street and they want to know what the heck is going on, you don't have to go chase down the cops or the firemen or anything like that. You can kind of get the information from the comfort of your own home.
If anybody saw me laughing, I'm laughing because it's insane. It's just great that you're like, I'm curious about this. So let me just, you know, put together this robust and sophisticated way for people to get it. It's great. I'm going to really quickly plug our Halloween and Christmas maps, which are in the same vein of like coming from the place of fun, just way less sophisticated and as good looking as what you're putting together. Can you sort of, I mean, I know this stuff is all publicly available, and I know that there are a lot of people who know about scanners and all of that. So this is going to kind of be dumbed down for them. But for the person who maybe isn't as familiar, can you talk about that process from, hey, there's a dispatch, it goes to the scanner, and then what's happening here?
Yeah, so that's actually very funny you say that, because when I first started this, I had absolutely no idea how any of this stuff worked, right? I didn't know that police scanners were a thing. I was under the impression that all this information was totally private. What a lot of people do is that they will actually run their own scanners, which are essentially the same systems that the police and fire and EMS officers are using across the Lehigh Valley. You can buy these things off of eBay and run them on your own computer, and from there, or run them in your own house and attach them to your computer. And from there, you can essentially broadcast that information publicly. So a lot of other people in the Lehigh Valley are currently already doing that with their own scanners. And thanks to their hard work, we were actually able to have all of this information be publicly available to us. So what I did was I kind of sort of came in and said, what if I can build a front end website as well as a database on the back end and simply have a robot which is essentially just a computer program that does one thing on repeat, which was to, of course, listen to all these different scanners that are already being broadcasted to the internet for free. So essentially what happens is that you have people, you know, the EMS, someone makes a 911 call, it goes to the 911 operator. They then will use their, you know, radios to send out a dispatch to the different officers, EMS or fire in the area. And when that radio transmission is going through over the airwaves, anyone in the Lehigh Valley that has access to their own scanner can actually tune in and listen to all that information. So what I did was pretty much just find out where all of those scanners are, who's hosting them, and then essentially just connected my robot to listen to their scanners and kind of compile all that information for us so that no longer do we have to worry about missing an incident. You know, we've got it all sort of tracked down and locked down into the database.
But that information is going out as audio, correct?
Yes, exactly.
So your robot is taking audio information, transcribing it into text information, and then and then map information, and then putting it onto the map. So it's even more complicated than what you're saying. Like, which is done through some sort of AI, I'm assuming, right?
Like, exactly. So just to get a little technical here for anyone that's sort of on the technical side of things listening, we are using the Whisper V3 Turbo model. So essentially what that is an AI model that is trained to essentially listen to audio streams and translate what it is hearing into English text, right? So when a dispatch is made, the robot picks up that audio stream, and then my robot uses that audio stream inside of the model, or the AI model, which of course translates it to text. And from there, now that we have the actual text of the dispatch, we're able to then actually pull out all that important information, such as the location address, or perhaps what the summary of what the actual incident is about.
Look, what is, if a call goes through, how long until it would theoretically go live on the map?
Seconds, mere seconds.
Really? So, that's crazy. Yep.
Yeah. So, just yesterday, right? The drip over in Hellertown on Main Street, that restaurant, they just had a fire in their kitchen. And I'm actually currently living on, you know, Main Street over here in Hellertown. I heard the sirens go by as they were on route to the actual restaurant before they even arrived there. We had the incident on the map.
Crazy. Okay, I'm doing something in real time here. I'm just gonna look at one of the things. Again, if you're listening to this, I'm taking a look at the map and just hovering over some of these different things. So you have different icons for a police. There's a traffic stop in the a traffic stop. So somebody's getting pulled over. Oh man.
Yep.
We're cooked. What's the next step here where you get like live streaming to body cams? I mean, this stuff is just I'm going off on a tangent here, but stay with me, okay? This kind of harkens back in a way to ham radio or stuff like that. Because what's the equivalent of that sort of stuff today? Do you know what I mean? And I think you find a lot of these, whether they're hobbyists or professional or quasi-professional, listening to this data and doing a lot of interesting things with it. Before we started talking, we talked about our friends at like Lehigh Valley Breaking News, for example.
Exactly.
Who they're doing the same thing as you. They're just going out and covering it.
Yeah. So I absolutely love Lehigh Valley Breaking News. They were one of the inspirations that I had when I first created this app. So essentially, you know, before all of this was created, I would hear sirens go by and I would have to rush to Facebook, right? But at the time, you know, because you have to wait for someone to sort of post it on Facebook and get all the details, you won't find exactly what you're looking for, right? And if it's in your neighborhood, it might not already be there. So what I kind of realized was that, hey, there needs to be a faster way of getting this information to people that want to know what's going on. If it's something, you know, maybe your neighbors are having an incident and you want to know what's going on over there. And those little incidents like that might not always make it to, you know, the WFMZs or the Lehigh Valley Breaking News of the world.
Of course, just because some of them are just too incidental or what have you. Do you know what I mean? Even if you have a million reporters, you're not going to have that traffic stop on the map. It's just
exactly.
Which leads me to my next question, Nathan. Like, this is a lot. Like, you know what I mean? It's like, what kind of responsibility do we have? Like, do all these calls may not be correct? You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
So is it kind of one of those, like, this is an entertainment purposes type thing?
For sure. For sure. You know, I certainly wouldn't say, you know, make this your main system that you're going to rely on, that you check before going out to work every day to see if there's traffic
right.
in the area. You know, there are some limitations when it comes to using AI in the processing of these audio dispatches. And that will become very clear to you when you start to use the app a lot more and you look at some of the transcripts that are being outputted. You'll notice that, you know, the AI can definitely have a little bit of an issue when it comes to trying to translate what it's hearing over the air into text, right? And that's obviously just because, you know, radio transmissions, they're not always in the most clear English ever. Sorry, I apologize for my dogs.
That's okay.
Yeah, you know.
He's alerting us to local crime.
Exactly,
out the door.
Exactly.
Well, it's also hard. It's going to take AI a little bit to figure out Catasauqua, you know.
That's another thing. Street names in the Lehigh Valley. I mean, you know, you got Schneidersville, Shanersville
right.
Road.
Come on, AI, you got to catch up.
Exactly. Right? And those are little things that are definitely going to be causing some issues. You know, sometimes you will see some incidents that may be placed incorrectly on the map. And that, of course, can just be because of the fact that the, you know, AI model mistook what it was hearing when it was listening to the transcript. So I would definitely say, you know, double check everything if you're going to look for something. A lot of the times you're going to have some great luck. Sometimes it may miss an incident or it might not be placed exactly where you're thinking it's going to be.
Right. And I want to be clear, and I think we need to just say it again for everybody listening, like, Lehigh Valley Crime Map is not intended to replace any emergency services. It's for informational purposes only. And like you said, coming from somebody who was curious and saying, hey, let me dive into the publicly available information and then go from there, you know? So what, I mean, this is relatively new. When did you go live with the first map?
So I first started developing this back in December of 2025. And I don't think we actually really went live with a full version one until just about early June of this year. So,
all right.
So what are we at the end of August now? So, you know, what's that? Two
and are you just
or something?
Are you just like at the end of every day kind of being like, okay, like what, where can I improve? Like, how is that process going?
Yeah. So I have had a tremendous amount of luck when it comes to reaching out to my users and requesting feedback. If you sign up for the app, you will be getting an email from me asking just, you know, what do you like about the app? What do you not like? Anything that's broken that you want to see fixed? And I take that feedback, you know, that is exactly what I am using to try to improve this app. So if you guys let me know that there's something you want to see changed, it's on my agenda to change it. And there are a lot of different plans and stuff for the future. I've made incredible amount of updates to this since we first released, and I don't plan on slowing down anytime soon.
Yeah, I mean, it's tough to predict the future. I mean, you know, but what is something that maybe you would like to accomplish in the next 6 months or 2 years?
Yeah. Well, definitely it's good. Main thing is probably going to be, you know, fixing up the transcripts, probably trying to pre-train the AI models with some of the road names that we have in the Lehigh Valley. Anything I can do to improve the accuracy of the pins as they get marked on the map, that's just going to be, you know, overall the greatest feature, because that's what people are really here to check out. You know, they want to make sure that when they open the map, they're going to see the incidents that they're looking for. So that's probably going to be my number one update. But I also have heard a lot of feedback from people in places like Carbon and Monroe County, somewhat even all the way out in Scranton and Wilkes-Barre, asking like, hey, when am I going to add some coverage to their areas? So I would like to say, you know, I do think we're going to see a Pocono crime map and maybe even a Northeast PA crime map coming in the future.
Well, then it's like, then Skynet takes over, right? And then it's like, because I mean, theoretically, all of this is a network nationwide. So you could, I mean, come on, right? But it's just really interesting, everything that you're doing, to me at least, and taking this publicly available information and putting it in a way that people are now used to seeing. Do you know what I mean? Just opening it up that way. It's taking this information that has been, I don't want to say like controlled by a few, but there's only so many people, like you said, who maybe have the gumption or the knowledge to put those scanners in their houses and
absolutely
share that.
Yeah.
You're kind of just opening the box for everybody.
That's really the sort of the main goal of this, right? I mean, like you said earlier, this sort of information is something that, you know, people that maybe if they have some experience with ham radios, maybe they would also sort of dabble in police scanners. But outside of that, you're not going to see a lot of people that are super interested in this, or maybe not interested, but maybe, like you said, they wouldn't have the skill sets necessary to sort of access this information. And my goal with this is really just to try to make this information public across the Lehigh Valley. I would love to have, you know, other people in the know and just let people sort of figure out, hey, I think this is pretty interesting. I wanna get involved and see what's going on in my area. And really at the end, just kind of staying informed on what's going on in your neighborhood is sort of the main takeaway that I want people to have when using this app.
Yeah, I'm bringing it back up again. I'm just, even on the left here, you have recent incidents within the map that's in here. I should have you do my skeleton map if you're free. Hey,
like, always available. Happy to help.
But it's, yeah, like, even, you know, looking around your neighborhood, or this is even, I mean, I don't want to, it's for entertainment purposes. If you're just, I'm somebody where I hear a plane overhead and I open up the flight radar app and I'm like, where is that plane going? if you hear an ambulance coming by your house and you're just like, hey, I want to get a little bit more information rather than posting on Nextdoor, what's that loud noise? You know, it might, maybe it's on the crime map. Maybe it is. So.
I will say I've had some tremendous feedback from people that have said that, you know, they were going to restaurants one day and they saw a whole bunch of police outside the restaurant and they wanted to make sure that there wasn't an incident ongoing inside before they went in. So they checked out the LV crime map beforehand and they were able to see, you know, someone was having a light medical emergency inside, but that it was generally a safe place to continue their night. So sort of being able to help people out in that scenario has just been an awesome, tremendous feeling when I get that sort of feedback.
I mean, it is, it's helpful, right? Like, hey, the place isn't on fire. It's going to be
exactly.
But it's just, it's really, to me, this is really fascinating stuff. And I think it's, this is like stuff you're going to see nationwide. I feel like you are of that curious mind, and I bet there's similar people. I just feel like this is something that we're going to be seeing a lot more of. And it's really cool that one of the first places we're seeing it is here. So kudos to that. This is a lot of fun. I've been on this thing. Just again, it's fun just looking through. You're going to different parts of town and checking stuff out. It's really fascinating what you've done. So, you know, what more can we say? What's the call to action here? Just go to lvcrimemap.com. I mean,
lvcrimemap.com, download it. It's on mobile, both iOS iOS App Store as well as the Google Play Store. So feel free to, you know, download it on your phones as well. I would actually, I do recommend the mobile version. I find that it's the easiest and quickest way to check it out. But if you're on PC, you know, I have a lot of people that like to just put it on one of their monitors and sort of monitor it throughout the day. So yeah, lvcrimemap.com and lvcrimemap on Instagram as well. Go to give us a follow.
Nathan, congratulations on all this stuff. I think you got a bright future, man, because it's just it's just really cool stuff that I'm gonna dive even more into after we hang up here. And yeah, I think you're gonna see a lot more of this stuff, and looking forward to seeing what you accomplish. So thanks again for coming on. Go to lvcrimemap.com. You can get more information and reach out to Nathan if you so desire. So thanks again.
Absolutely. Thank you. Appreciate it. And thank you for having me on.